It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we've got two brand new friends that we met for the first time this morning. We've got David and Kat Dahman, and they are here to talk about an exciting adventure, or adventures, going on around the Texarkana area. And we're talking about movies, films. Yeah. Sundown is the name of the first one they're doing here in Texarkana. Before we get into all of that, every time we have somebody new on the program, we like to get a little background, a little history about them for people out there listening. So I guess we'll start with you, Kat. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Texarkana.
Are you really?
Born and raised here.
How about that? Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Pleasant Grove and then Texas A&M, uh-huh. And then A&M, uh-huh. And Stephen F. Austin.
Uh-huh. So, it could be a long and winding road, but kind of the shortcut. How did you get to where we are today, where you're making the movies?
I started out in criminal psychology and decided I needed to get a job because I was getting those student loans, uh-huh. And everything. So I became a teacher, and I really enjoyed it, uh-huh. And I taught theater. That's uh-huh. My background.
Oh, there we go, theater.
And years went by, many, many years, and we were in DFW, and then we came back, and one of my former students from Jefferson, Texas, uh-huh. Told us that there were movies going on. You know, come get involved. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not an actress. So my husband, David, went uh-huh. And did that. And then as a little time went by and people needed scripts, they hit me up for it, and then they were afraid that the scripts would get ruined, so they asked me to direct them.
There we go.
That's how I got
there. All right, David, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from here originally or somewhere else?
No, I'm not from around these parts.
So I kind of had that feeling, but...
Yeah, my voice gives it away. Uh-huh. I was born in Ohio and uh-huh. Moved to Tennessee for a couple of years and joined the Marine Corps and saw the world. Spent 20 years doing that and got out of the Marine Corps and decided I needed to find a new wife and found Kat. So I got a new job and a retirement uh-huh. At the same time, and a wife. So, you know, uh-huh. I lucked out, you know, but had to go through her father's background screening. He had some influential friends, so he uh-huh. Had me checked out pretty good.
Well, good.
So I've been doing some different jobs over the years. Uh-huh. We lived in Fort Worth for about 11 years, and Kat and my son, who's 22, decided... They had enough of that rat race over there and wanted to come back to Texarkana. So we came back, and here we are having a good time with it. You know, the acting thing, I just started out as an extra. I got killed every movie, you know, where I was a zombie or a drug dealer.
Kind of happens killed. To extras, doesn't it?
Sometimes? Yeah. So, you know, hey, but it was fun. We had a good run with it. And so now I took this movie off so that I could help Kat with producing mm-hmm. And doing a lot of the legwork for her. So that's my title this time is producer.
Well, we're glad you're here, and thank you for your service in the Marines. Let's talk about the movie, Sundown.
All
right, talk about it. What is it? I see the picture, so it's making me think of the town that dreaded sundown, Phantom Killer.
It's inspired mm-hmm. by that.
Okay.
But I think it's been remade. Uh-huh. Some people haven't been that happy with some of the remakes.
True.
You know, they tell
True.
Me.
True.
And people keep talking about, oh, this is another remake. No, it's a retelling.
Okay, a retelling.
Yes, it's happening present day. Uh-huh. There's a sheriff. Every few decades, the Phantom returns. Uh-huh. And it's like a curse, and when it happens, the townspeople go from loving and nice people to being very, very bad people.
Mm.
So there's a lot more than the Phantom with the bloodshed mm. when he's around. So they have to decide, you know, are they going to kill him uh-huh. again uh-huh. and start it over the next uh-huh. year? Or are they going to let it run its course and wait a couple of decades? Mm-hmm.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah.
A retelling. I like that.
A retelling. Oh, it was. Yeah. the sheriff's. Right. It just carries it. Mm-hmm.
We are talking with Kat and David Dahman. They are producing movies right here in our area. The first one that's coming out soon is Sundown. Now, I don't even know. Have you already finished all the producing on this film or filming on this? Or is it still in the works? What's going on?
Next weekend, next Thursday, we start filming. Thursday, Friday, okay. Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. So it starts next weekend. Mm-hmm. You talked about playing it at the at Ronnie Dancer, who happens to be over there, by the way. He's being quiet, but he's over there. At his great location out near Fowl.
Yes.
Now talk a little bit about that, because he has a. In case you don't know about it, he's got a great location out there. He can show movies. He can do all kinds of things out there. He had Christmas fun. I mean, you're planning on showing it out there, right?
Right, and. Uh-huh. With our movies, we give him permission to show them. He can advertise them. He can, you know, do whatever he wants. And I've been trying to convince him to officiate for some weddings in the Phantom's costume. How cool would
Why
that
not?
Be?
I Why mean, not? Might as well.
I mean, a Phantom wedding.
Yes.
I mean,
that's a big part of our our mantra, whatever you want to call it, we don't raise a whole lot of money to make these movies, and we do it on a shoestring budget. But people like Ronnie have stepped up and volunteered to be a part of it, and we want to give him something in return. And this is a way that we can do that by giving him the express permission to show our movies and advertise them. It gives us both something, and it gives somebody, you know, a family something to do. Mm-hmm. Our movies aren't real gory most of the time. We have no nudity, very little sexual innuendos, you know, here and there, but they're all pretty much, you know, something you'd see on TV. You know, you're not gonna be offended by too much of it, because we do have morals.
That's good. And talk a little bit, we talked about it off the mic, but talk a little bit about the actors that are coming in to do that. And will you be needing local extras?
Volunteers, yeah.
Yeah, volunteers, extras, people just to be in the scene or whatever.
Well, I think people are going to show up no matter what. But there have been some people that have contacted me, and I've told them, you know, wait for the next movie. But, you know, a lot of them, just something caught me about them. Uh-huh. And so... you know, we're going to have police officers, and they're going to be playing their little roles and offering to help with Phantom
and we've got some extras that we're going to use inside,
some kids
on the inside scenes, you know, where basically bar patrons, where they're just mingling around in the crowd.
Well, that's at Sling Blades.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Sling Blades. You talked about it off the mic, but talk about it on the mic.
Yeah, Sling Blades, Kevin Hancock has offered to let us film everything we need in Sling Blades, and he's doing dinner for us and everything. And that's really good for him with advertisement. He has advertisements on his wall, so it's several layers deep, you know, in getting that. And of course, he's gonna be the funny man out in the crowd too. he's such a hoot.
Yeah, we're gonna do an outdoor scene where we want the public to come.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to. We're gonna start probably around 9 o'clock, where we'll get everything set up outside and go over the ground rules with the crowd, because we want to make sure that it stays clean, for one thing. We don't want any profanity. We don't want people out there showing up and being, you know, disgusting. we want people to be a little angry, because they're angry that the law enforcement isn't doing anything to find the you know, the Phantom. And we want them to have questions available that they want to ask the sheriff. We want them to put him on the spot. It's all going to be impromptu for the most part.
Oh, and you know, we're gonna have a surprise.
Yeah,
you know,
surprise guest is going to show up and say, if he's elected Miller County judge, he's going to take care of this. And, you know, in Ronnie Dancer. He's going to be the man to step up and put an end to the Phantom.
Yeah, we're going to have a Texarkana officer. Yeah. He's going to say, you know, give it to the PD. And we're kind of looking for somebody to come in. As far as extras, we are looking for somebody that can play off being a Fed and somebody who can play off being a Statey, because I kind of want them to all argue over who has jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So this is going to be going on at Sling Blade.
On
next
Saturday
morning, the 9th.
That's what I want to nail it down for sure so people can get it in their mind. Next Saturday morning, the 9th, Sling Blades is when that's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. At 9 o'clock, sorry, is what you said?
Yeah, we want to try to get everybody there by 9 o'clock so we can start filming by about 10. Mm-hmm. We'll have to go over ground rules and so forth.
All right. We'll continue talking about this great project. Sundown is the name of the movie, and they're filming it here on the Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. That's Garth Brooks on the Pig. And we're continuing to talk with David and Kat Dahman about this movie that they're making right here in Texarkana. It's a retelling, kind of a different Sundown, talking about the Phantom Killer back in the 40s in Texarkana. And, of course, they had that famous movie that Charles B. Pierce did. But this is a different, it's a retelling of it, more of a modern-day type thing. And they're filming it right here in Texarkana. And y'all were talking off the mic when I was doing some work over here about, trying to catch some of it. You're getting some assistance and help, did you say, from the Texarkana College Cosmetology?
Yes, sir. We have about 18 to 20 students from the cosmetology school that are going to be coming out at different times during the weekend and helping out with volunteering their time to do makeup, hair, costuming, and it's going to help them with their portfolio so that when they go out looking for a job, they can say, I have experience with the movie, or movies, because we'd like to have them as a partner for the rest of our movies that we're going to make. And so far it's been just fantastic with the amount of people that have just come forward and want to get involved in this.
Yeah, it's good that people wanting to get involved, help out.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps them too, which is good.
Sure.
That's great. That's great.
That's what our whole production company is all about. Yeah. Helping other people. We want to bring in business to all the Texarkana, businesses. We want them to make some money off of this. We've got an agreement with and a relationship with the Hampton Inn for our folks that are coming in from out of town.
Nice.
Where, they don't have to pay the full rate, but, we're not going to give away how much they're paying, but, that we're just going to say that they've been gracious with offering up the rooms and keeping a block of rooms for us and having a conference room where we can gather to feed our troops and also do the makeup and clothing and hair and all that kind of thing. We've worked with the Texarkana City Parks and Recreation to be able to use Spring Lake Park for some of the scenes after hours.
Yeah.
We can't say too much about when that's going to be because we really don't want people out there to interrupt it.
Right. You don't need them there.
So
you need them at Sling Blades.
Folks,
you don't need them.
Please, give us a chance to get this filmed and do it right.
Yeah absolutely. And you say that you got a very active year plan, that this is just the beginning of the year.
This is just the beginning. We have Sweet Bite, and we're going to be filming that out at Ronnie's with the fireworks, and it's going to be a fun telling of some teen and older vampires that don't sparkle one bit. We're going to do Sasquatch tours. We're going to do one about urban explorers out at the abandoned army base at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are going to do Vamp Tramps, where the girls fight back.
Well,
that's just this year.
Sounds like fun. And so you're going to be doing all this around here?
All this here, yeah. Okay. I've brought all my production friends here, and the actors are going to come in here.
Great. Hey, y'all were talking a while ago about coming back in with an actor that's coming out of, did you say Ohio or Indiana?
Iowa. Yeah, just
one of those Midwestern states.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people in town already know him. He's been getting bombarded with messages. His name is Justin P. Warren. Uh-huh. He's been in a lot of horror movies over the years. He's a fairly well-established actor.
It's very good.
Just a fantastic guy, and he's
the
busy
lead.
Trying to answer all the emails and Facebook posts that people have been coming to him on. And he knew about this radio spot before Kat and I did. So,
and we are not going to say whether he is the Phantom or not. Everybody keeps asking. We're not telling.
Well, of course, not telling. Yeah. You got to keep something secret.
Yeah. We refuse.
Some secrets.
All right, where'd you come up with the name for Ren Says Films, Ange Marie Productions, Bad Shark Entertainment? Where'd you come up with these names?
Oh, that's most of those are theirs. The Ren Says Films. Uh-huh. We're trying to come up with the name, and I was watching my kitten. I kept saying, we need something cool, like, you know, Ren Says Cat Films, or Ren Says Do This and This. And this is what. Nobody can see it, but this is what Ren did to me.
I can see it. Yeah. Well, look. Okay.
And I just kept saying it, and so finally I said, Ren Says Films, done.
Yeah, our cat's named after
Renfield.
Renfield from Frankenstein.
No, Dracula.
Dracula. Whatever. Yeah. I don't
He's
read
not
much.
The writer. I'm the writer.
I got you. Renfield, I know who you're talking about.
He didn't even read my books.
Ange Marie is two of our actors or actresses that... I've acted with in a couple of different films, probably about four films. It's Angie Gwynn and Maria Morrison. They're out of the DFW area, and they do a lot of productions.
I'm going to jump in here. I want to give a shout out to Alvy Hayes Easterling. Uh-huh. She is our 9-year-old actress, and Alyssa, who is our 15-year-old actress. They are amazing.
Of course, we're talking with David and Kat Dahman about the movie that they are making in Texarkana. It's called Sundown. It's kind of a retelling of the old Phantom Killer story from the which was. True life story that happened back in the 1940s around here in Texarkana. And they're doing that, and they got other films they're going to be doing. They're doing those right here in Texarkana. And we're going to get y'all to play a little game here, and then we'll kind of go back over everything once again to kind of wrap up and round it out. We got something called Yes or BS. I'm going to give y'all a statement. Okay, I want y'all to determine whether it's yes or, as I call it, Barbra Streisand BS made up stuff. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready? Ready. Okay, here we go. The number one product advertised on television is automobiles. Is that yes or BS? The number one product, the most advertised on TV, is about trucks and cars and vehicles. What do you say?
I'm going to say yes.
He's going to say yes.
We're going to get it.
And guess what? You are correct.
Right.
Automobiles, vehicles is first. Food is second. Food is second.
I was wondering where that was.
Elvis, the Big E, Elvis Presley's middle name is misspelled on his tombstone at Graceland.
Yes.
He says yes?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said it. You should say
we
it?
Believe him.
Okay, we're gonna go I believe that. Him, too, because he is correct. It's spelled A-R-O-N is how you're supposed to spell his middle name. He spelled it differently, or his parents did. On the tombstone, it's the typical A-A-R-O-N, but it's just A-R-O-N is what it's supposed to be.
You got so to buy a vowel.
That's right.
I'm waiting for Spoolies. Spoolies.
The state of Idaho, you know, they're famous for potatoes, but the state of Idaho provides about 80% of all the trout served in restaurants in the United States. Does the state of Idaho provide about 80% of all the trout served in restaurants? Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS. I think it's Montana.
Well, unfortunately, they say, if this is correct, they say yes.
Oh.
So Idaho man. Does.
I wanted a BS.
So they're potatoes and they're trout as well. All right, let's see.
It's weird.
More shoplifters are caught in November than any other month of the year. Is that yes or BS?
No, that's caught. That's not caught. Doing it. So they have added security for the Christmas season.
Think about this now. Is it November? Or is it another month?
See, they start, but Black
Christmas
Friday.
The highest,
that's what I'm thinking in December. But that's when they're getting them. Yeah, they're catching them.
So December is correct. So it was BS. It's December that has the most shoplifting. You got that one correct for sure. At a rate of one drop a minute, a leaking faucet can waste 900 gallons of water a year. At a rate of one drop a minute, a leaking faucet can waste 900 gallons of water a year. What do you think about that one?
I think it's BS. I think it's more. I think it's maybe at least double that.
What do you think?
I buy that.
You buying it?
Yeah.
Well, they said it's yes.
Oh!
Did you see me doing my
going
math?
Going downhill.
All right. And, well, that's okay. I'm going to do one that we did a little bit earlier with our other guests, but let's see if you can get this right. An ant can survive underwater for up to 2 weeks. I know I've tried to drown fire ants before, and it doesn't work. They get mad and go everywhere.
2 weeks is a very specific amount of time.
So it's dumb enough to be true, maybe?
I'm going to go with it's true.
You are so good a guesser. Because it is true. Very good.
He's so excited.
Well, I know they did quite well. You did quite well. You got a lot more right than you got wrong, which is always good on Yes or BS.
Yes.
So congratulations on that.
I was waiting on the spoolie question.
I don't have one of those on there.
But I knew the answer.
I don't make these up. I just read them.
We'll write new ones
next time.
Yeah.
Specifically for you.
Because I learned something.
So, you know, David and Kat Diamond, they're producing movies. They're doing it right here in Texarkana. They got Sundown is the first one that they're going to be doing. They got a list that they're going to be going through and having a lot of fun and making some good movies. And it's going to be kind of a retelling of the old, what is it?
The Town That Dreaded
Sundown.
Yeah,
the Phantom Killer. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Moonlight Murders.
Yeah. So next Saturday the 9th, though, is the day we want to focus on because you want people to come out and kind of be involved with this on Saturday the 9th, right?
That's correct.
At Sling Blades over there in Oaklawn Village parking lot, and you're going to try to kick it off around 9 a.m., right?
Yes, between 9 and 10. We're going to start filming at 10. So we want to get everybody there and get everybody set up and give them the ground rules of what we want them to do.
Okay, so show up and be involved. Just be on your best behavior. Do what they tell you to do, and don't be a, you know, so-and-so. And then later on, you're going to Ronnie's going to be showing it out at his dancing farm. Right?
Dancing Ranch Farm.
Yeah, Dancing Ranch Farm. He's going to be showing the movie out there on the big screen, as they say. And so thank you for getting involved, and he's going to be more involved and all that.
We're cooking
He's our new partner in all this.
In crime.
All right. Apparently, we're going to try to have you guys back next week, maybe with the actor you were talking about.
Justin P. Warren.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So looking forward to that. Out of time for this morning, but thanks for coming in, and then we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great. Thank you, sir.
And thank you for doing this. This is great for Texarkana. It's going to be fun.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.